Good evening, or whatever. This is New Mediator. I'm Dave Lamart. Today's episode's a little bit different. It's a busy week now that I'm back at work, but I didn't want to not do a podcast because, you can probably tell him in the car, it turns out that Dino Eli is not missing, not in the least. Dino Eli is fine, for those of you who are worried. For those of you who I contact who are worried for me, to those of you who helped, quote-unquote, find Dino and talk to his quote-unquote nephew online, I just want to let you know that Dino actually was never missing. So I might sound a little annoyed. I'm just trying to make sure I'm going to be as pragmatic about this as possible, because I think I'm glad he's okay. So it turns out that Dino Eli was never technically quote unquote missing. Dino decided to skip out on a couple days in two different shows at his gallery. And I'm not really totally sure why. I mean, I have Dino's explanation. I even have what Dino said on his Facebook status, his apology to the internet, in the show notes at newmediator.org if you want to read them for yourself, because I have a feeling they may end up being deleted at some time in the near future. But I'm not really 100% sure how much of that is true and how much of that is Dino trying to save face, or Dino trying to, Dino not realizing, what details are important to the people who, thought he may have been dead. So, Dino decided to skip out on two different shows, which is actually kind of unlike him. I don't know why, he chose to do it now. If you're not familiar with the, Dino Eli, he is a gallery owner. He owns the Orchard Windows Gallery. He also owns the Dino Eli Gallery in, Lower Manhattan, the Lower East Side. He is the gallery owner and the, executive curator of the Dino Eli Gallery, where we did our Thunk Tank art show, where I guest curated. And, he's definitely a colorful character. So, a lot of this, this whole, I don't want to call it a scam, because I'm trying to be open-minded about the whole thing. This little episode, we'll call it, although I guess the way I'm saying it is still kind of charged with judgment, but whatever. So, Dino decided that he was going to pretend like he disappeared. And what happened was he ended up signing up for another Facebook account. Allegedly, he signed up for a second Facebook account of someone who's allegedly his nephew. Now, the account only had one photo. The person said he was 19 and that he was looking for his uncle and that he was going to be talking to the media and that he was accusing art critic and judge of work of art on Bravo, Jerry Saltz, of being somehow related or at least incriminating him in the disappearance of Dino, which is a little shady, but, you know, trying not to be judgy, but, you know, come on, that is shady. Jerry Saltz doesn't probably even know who really Dino Eli is. He's only been in the gallery game for about a year, you know. You can't expect someone who, I want to say New York Magazine? Look, Jerry Saltz is kind of a big deal in the art world. However, so it was this kind of weird thing where, you know, this quote-unquote nephew kept, like, accusing people of being somehow related to Jerry's, Dino's disappearance. You know, it's this guy's fault, that guy's fault. He ended up blaming other people. He would then ask other people to contact other people. So, for instance, there's this Jasmine Moore, who is a pretty amazing realistic painter, who is probably most famous for her current role on Work of Art. And So Dino had friended her, and she had friended him back, and so there was this whole thing where people were accusing of her of contacting Dino while he was quote-unquote missing. What probably happened was he asked to be her friend, and then it just happened later on, but whatever. The funny part was that this nephew starts, like, freaking out, I guess, in the text. How much could you possibly freak out? But, yeah, so Dino's quote-unquote nephew is, like, accusing people of stuff. People like me and people like this artist, Terry Ward, who's a New York-based painter and, I guess, art critic and writer. I don't really know him as well, other than I was kind of following his website for all of the updates on Dino. The whole story so far, and all that stuff has been taken down. Basically, Terry deleted the whole blog post where he was basically updating the status of the search for Dino. Terry seemed kind of annoyed about the whole thing. I can understand he kind of feels used. I don't really totally feel used. I didn't really do that much. I suggested to the nephew that he should just file a missing persons report and let the police handle this rather than talking to art critics and dealing with a missing persons case. But, you know, what do I know? But, yeah, so it turns out that Dino... So in all of this, Dino was kind of allegedly... I'm not going to say he did anything necessarily wrong, although, I mean, you can draw your own conclusions. Allegedly, Dino was playing the part of his nephew, and who was kind of laying out the whole disappearance, saying he didn't show up for Christmas, which is funny because when I met Dino, I assumed he was Jewish. So I was even surprised he went to Christmas. I was asking him what he was doing for Hanukkah when I first met him. So I don't know. I mean, I didn't even know he had a family. So it's a little, you know, a lot of a big picture was painted. All by, basically, who I believe was probably Dino. Why am I being so pragmatic about this? Was I kind of used for Dino's kind of, what I think is, and I interpret as this quest for buzz for his gallery? Because all, Dino's kind of under the impression that all publicity is good publicity. Yeah, I'm a little annoyed, but, I mean, I'm just... Most of all, I'm glad Dino's not dead. I kind of assumed, you know, if you've ever met Dino, he seems a little medicated all the time. So I kind of assumed that I already kind of figured he had a drug problem. It turns out, according to his Facebook, that he is trying to be honest about his drug problem now and that this was all a symptom of his wanting to cover up the lies and... most likely he was actually on a bender for the couple of days, and it kind of got in the way of his work and this and that. So I, on the one hand, I'm annoyed that I was used. Please, this is not the first time someone I know has done something crazy because of drugs. It's kind of what drugs do to people. They affect your body and your ability to reason, basically. And Dino made... some errors in his reason and judgment. So, you know, you can't fault somebody for that. That's just a symptom of the disease. So, on the one hand, he did mention, I mean, as publicly as you consider Facebook, that he has a drug problem. So, I wish him all the luck with that. And I hope he gets better. Because, you know, to me, that's a disease. It's not just a bad choice. It's a, you know, you're basically tied chemically to that disgusting stuff. And, yeah, I'm just glad, here comes an ambulance. Look, I'm just glad the dude's not dead. So, he kind of showed up when he posted up on his Facebook that it turns out that he's fine, and thank everyone for their well wishes, and, on the last post, I posted up a thing that, the artist Terry Ward had been keeping track of everything, but that's deleted because I guess Terry's pissed. He chided Dino on Facebook, as well as Jesse Johnson, the quote-unquote nephew. I want to say Jesse Johnson. That Dino made up, or allegedly made up, is gone as well. So I don't know. Am I giving Dino publicity now by talking about this? Maybe. I'm trying not to pass judgment. I mean, look, the guy is a small business owner at the end of the day, so you can't really fault the guy for wanting to do everything in his power to try and make some money. And also, I'm kind of seeing this as like a Vito Acconci move. If you're familiar with Vito Acconci, he's a New York-based? Yeah. He's an educator, most famous for being a performance artist, an architect. He is a all-around weird dude. When you think of a performance artist who kind of messes with people, that's kind of Vito Acconci. He did all these performances where he would basically... So he did these famous, world-famous performances where he'd go out into the set and he'd basically trail somebody. And he would document everywhere they went as a performance. You know, being a stalker as a performative thing. We'd do all kinds of things that were sexual, which I'm not going to talk about now because it's not pertinent to what Dino's doing. But... You know, he would kind of mess with people, and he would mess with their sense of reality and their sense of taste and their sense of morality and just kind of push the boundaries. And I think Dino was kind of doing something like that. I think Dino was more thinking of his wallet and the publicity of the gallery. I mean, I kind of assumed that he just... you know, kind of freaked out under the pressure and wanted to take a couple days off. I mean, this guy basically has never missed an opening since his galleries first opened. And now he's got two of them, at least for the past 4 months he's been running two galleries. So, I mean, you can't blame the guy for getting a little stressed out, you know. But, yeah, the guy's fine. He took advantage of some people, but no harm, no foul in my mind. A lot of people are pissed at him. So, whatever. But I didn't want you guys to think, oh, I hope that Dino guy's not dead. There are some people now who wish he was. I'm not one of them. Whatever. I can't blame the guy for, you know, he's a little desperate. I have a feeling he's probably having money troubles when it comes to the gallery. You know, it's a gallery for emerging artists in the middle of Manhattan, where rents are not cheap. You know, selling artwork, it really helps if... you have some name brand artists, and it really doesn't. So, I don't know, whatever. And I'm most of all, you know, if he does have a drug problem, which I kind of assumed he already did, but he's now admitted to having a drug problem, or a narcotics problem, or whatever you want to call it, it seems like he is at least publicly saying he's going to take steps to handle his business and take care of himself and... you know, stop doing drugs. So hopefully that'll work. You know, I don't know. Am I going to end up working with him? I don't know if he'll even have me. We'll see. Who knows? I'm not exactly a moneymaker myself, so I really shouldn't pass any judgment on the guy. So I don't know. But this is an interesting story. I've never really been this close to this level of a hoax before. Of someone trying to pull over the wool over the eyes of so many people. I mean, I don't know. It's a weird story. And I know that a lot of people online are freaking out at him. There are a bunch of artists, including artists and Jerry Saltz, who are kind of like, didn't totally know what to make of the whole story. Because it didn't... I mean, based on the way the posts on... The fake nephew's Facebook page. I kind of assumed, kind of felt like that person might have been actually on drugs. Whoever that person was writing this stuff. So I don't know. We'll see. It's an interesting story, and hopefully, hopefully he'll get better, and that'll help everything. I mean, drugs and alcohol are hard to deal with if your potty does not work with them. I mean, moderation is not something that everyone can... I have a lot of trouble with moderation. My problem's with food. but, you know, I don't really have... I've never really done drugs, and I don't really drink very much. So, you know, I'm usually satisfied with my third of a beer, you know, every couple of months. But yeah, I feel for the guy. I do. I understand it. But yeah, good luck to him and anyone out there trying to kick some kind of horrible bad habit. But yeah, I mean, that's where I want to end that story. Right now, we're still working on planning stuff for 2012. If you want to reach out to me, you can email me, DaveLamorte@gmail.com, all one word. Actually, DaveLamorte, all one word, @gmail.com. If you are an artist and you want to show me your work, you're interested in putting a show together, I'm not really sure what kind of game plan I'm going to have for our next few shows. I think my goal is more to try and work with other people to organize stuff. I've found that my first show is a real pain to put together, and I kind of drove myself nuts, and planning the Funk Tank art show was a lot easier. So I felt, I kind of feel like I want to do something in that vein where I'm working with other people planning stuff out. And I've reached out to a few curators and we're kind of talking. If you have a space you'd like to loan me for maybe a week, let me do an art show in there. Let me invite a bunch of people for wine and good times and some art. That'd be great. I'm trying to work out something with Frank May right now. Past guest, friend of the show, the artist in residence at the Riverview Arts Center in beautiful Phillipsburg, New Jersey, has been offering me a space for a while, and we're going to try and plan something out. He wants me to do a solo show. I don't know how. I don't know if that would really work with that space that well. Me just doing my artwork, but I'd be really interested in just, you know, showing a few pieces. In Phillipsburg, hopefully doing something by me in Highland Park, doing something maybe again in Manhattan, and I've definitely got my eyes on Philly. The Philly art scene is it's a whole separate monster that I'm interested in getting involved in, and I think it'd be super exciting to try that out. So yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode. If you see Dino, give him your regards, give him your well wishes or whatever. If you're annoyed by the kind of person who would do such a underhanded thing to people who generally are trying to look out for him, or at least don't wish ill of him, even if he got mad at him, I don't even know if that would really affect him. He's just, he's thinking of his business first, and the galleries are his dream. I guess, I don't know how long he's had this dream, but he likes the idea of being a gallery owner. It's something that he loves doing, and in his mind, based on my conversation with him, and in his mind, he's trying to keep those galleries open for as long as possible. He wants to make them destinations. He wants to make them last, and so, desperate people do desperate things. So we'll see how it goes. Maybe this is the kick in the pants he needs. Maybe just this is the kick the gallery needs, and maybe he'll get some more buzz. I don't know. Whatever. So we'll see. Thanks a lot. If you have any comments, questions, you can use my email. I'll give it again, DaveLamorte@gmail.com, and I'll put up the voicemail number. If you're interested in calling in, let me look that up, actually. If you have any comments, questions, and you don't want to record anything or email anything, you can actually, where's my Google voicemail? There we go. You guys should call me. I actually have a phone number, 973-404-0606, and that will, you can just leave a voicemail. And basically, let me know what you think. You want to add a comment? You want to tell me about your show? We're not really having advertisers on here right now, so if you want to just, give me a heads up about your art event, whether it's art, music, whatever. Just shoot me a line. That'd be great. The phone number, email. I'm just looking for people to collaborate with. If you're interested in learning how to curate something, I will tell you, I will teach you everything I know, because it won't take very long to learn what I already know. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Thanks a lot, and please stay subscribed.